How do you accept a prize you're not sure you deserve? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's job was to accept the Nobel Peace Prize while acknowledging the widespread feeling that he doesn't deserve it.
I receive this honor with deep gratitude and great humility.
He knows he doesn't belong in the ranks of Martin Luther King and Nelson Mandela.
Compared to some of the giants of history who have received this prize, my accomplishments are slight.
But then what does he do? He says stuff like this.
I face the world as it is and cannot stand idle in the face of threats to the American people. For make no mistake, evil does exist in the world.
He quotes Martin Luther King on the futility of war. But then he also points out that simply believing in peace won't achieve it. Peace requires responsibility, sacrifice. Sometimes there is a moral case for going to war.
There will be times when nations, acting individually or in concert, will find the use of force not only necessary, but morally justified.
He pointed out that the U.S. has helped guarantee global security for more than 60 years at considerable cost. He argued for strictly abiding by the rules of war, even as we confront a vicious adversary that abides by no rules, because that's what makes us different from and stronger than the terrorists we're fighting. In other words, he accepted an award he didn't think he deserved by giving a speech that, by acknowledging the way the world actually works, seemed to show why he did deserve it. Talk about sneaky. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.